Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Open your Bibles with me tonight to the book of Job. This is one of the most misunderstood books in the Bible. There was actually only one sin involved. The devil said to God, "You take away what he has and he'll curse you to his face." That was the sin. And when you understand that, you can understand the rest of the book. But in the third chapter, no, I'll tell you what, let's go to the first chapter because I want you to see something here that will help you with this book. Now, in the King James translation, the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth?" Actually, and in fact, if you go to Young's analytical translation, he said, "Have you set your heart against my servant Job, because there is none like him?" Have you set your heart against him because there's none like him? Not considered, but have you set your heart against him because there's none like him? Now that in itself changes.
We worked it out. Let's go down there.
Okay, let's do it. I quote Gloria Copeland, "If you do what's right in the natural and you do what's right in the supernatural, you can live in divine health." Amen. I've tested negative for COVID 5 times. Amen. Gloria tested negative for COVID 3 times.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Well, Brother Copeland, what do you do? Well, I know my ABCs. Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin Z for zinc. Amen. I counted my supplements today.
Amen.
And they're not one a days. They are worked out specifically for me at my age, specifically for Gloria at her age. And in a day's time, I take 1,000 cc's of vitamin C before I go to bed at night. The next morning, I take 1,000 cc's of vitamin C again that next morning. Every morning of the world. And every morning of the world, I stand right there in my bathroom and do my healing scriptures.
Amen.
And throughout the day, it runs vitamin D and C and all of it. It runs about 65 different supplements a day. But each one of them very specific. And Dr. Colbert helped me with a lot of that. And so, I mean, I didn't just make it up. But I've been doing this for years. I work out hard. I get up before breakfast in the morning and do 30 minutes on the treadmill and when I'm there home. And I don't just do it running flat. I incline up to 6 degrees. And I don't have to work out as hard as I used to, but then when we're at home all the time, then Yvonne comes in and I get on it at 7:30 in the morning before breakfast. And then at 7:30, and I get off of it at 8. And then he comes in and works me out hard for another 30 minutes before breakfast. You can make me sick if you tried. Amen. But, and what I'm saying to you, I suggest strongly that, well, hello.
Glory.
That you take the time and get somebody to help you and build that regimen. Don't try to do it yourself.
Amen.
And don't try to go to Google. Google doesn't know you.
Amen.
Amen. But we're going to talk about the first step. Verse 10, hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. There is a blessing wall.
Glory.
This book, two blood covenants. The first one began in the blood of animals. Then in the blood, now listen. Abram. Abram became Abraham. His name was changed. This is indicative of covenant. The H in Abram is Hashem. So God, in the middle of his name, because he's in covenant with him. This book is all about the blessing. That's the first thing the human ear heard. God, when God spoke to Adam, and he became a living soul, the next thing he heard was the blessing. The blessing. So, this sounds kind of silly, but it's the truth. No one had sinned and died until Adam sinned and died. What's the first thing after he died spiritually? What is the first thing he did? He hid from God. Why? He was afraid. That's when fear began in this planet. Fear is not okay. I preached in this building 9/11 had just happened. Everybody remembers what they were doing 9/11. Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. Keith Moore and I were preparing to do television that morning. And I was in one room getting ready, and Gloria was in her bathroom. She has a little television in there. She said, "Kenneth, come here. We're under attack." So, and I went in there and saw the rest of it. That November, in this building, on the way from the hotel, I heard the Lord say, You start a war against fear. You strip it out of the body of Christ. My people have no reason, have no place for it. And we started the No Fear Here campaign. Well, the Lord began to deal with me here a few days ago, and He said, start it again.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Start it again.
Glory.
We know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, you have to understand, there is a law of reciprocals. What is that? Well, reciprocal. That just means opposite. For every action, there's an equal reaction. Well, my being a pilot for all these years, I liken things to a compass rose or and how it fits into that. And the best way that I know to explain it is north and south. They are both compass directions, but they're exactly opposite. Exactly opposite. Faith and fear are exactly opposite. They are the same in the fact that they are spiritual forces. Both of them are faith. One of them is faith in God. The other one is faith in death. The fear, you're not afraid of flying, you're afraid of dying. And fear is both of them unseen forces. Faith in a tornado, ability to kill you, and it can kill you if you don't know what to do about it. Speak to it. We've done it more than once. This happened, a couple of years or so ago. And right there where we live in Fort Worth. And it had all the earmarks, because I've been through a couple of tornadoes and it just had all the earmarks, old green clouds and all that. So I just went out in the backyard and spoke to it. I said, no, not here. No, not on this place. No, this place belongs to God, and you're not going. You don't even rain hard around here. So, now on television, I was out, behind the deck, porch, and backyard, right, and my bathroom is right here, and I could see this thing, and I could see. I pulled the television over there where I could see here. No, I didn't. I had my big iPad. I had it set up here. It wasn't the TV. And I could see it here, and I could see it here. And they were showing it at the local stations there as it went by. So I just went out in the backyard at the top of my voice. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no, you don't. In Jesus' name, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, weather. I'm talking to you, devil. I'm talking to you, death. I curse you in the name of Jesus. Now, you stop it. You just stop it right here at Eagle Mountain Lake, where our house is and where our headquarters is. You stop it right now. I will not have you at this place. Now, by this time, I'm standing out in the backyard. And I turned around and walked back up to the back door there. And the commentator said, well, we don't know what happened, but it looks like it stopped at Eagle Mountain Lake. And it did. I said, I know what happened.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory.
Glory to God.
One thing, I didn't have any fear of it. The authority is in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to see there is a blessing wall. Become aware of that. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow or toiling with it. The blessing, it maketh rich. Now, some fellow said, yeah, but I'm a self-made man. Well, you know, whatever you think. That's probably your problem. Amen. Now, in the second chapter, well, let me talk a little bit more about Job and his situation here. Job never did curse God. His wife did, and she's the one that opened the door to kill her children, not Job. Now, Job set it up in the third chapter, the 25th verse. I want you to look at this very carefully. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. One translation said, that I dreaded. Now, but the 26th verse unscrambles it. I was not in safety. Neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. In his way of thinking, he was worried about it. I was worried about it, and I made sacrifices, but yet it came. But if you check it out, he made the same sacrifice continually. He never did make a sacrifice and say, that's it. I've made this sacrifice. It is over. I make my stand and my faith. It's over. Well, people read the book of Job like this went on for years. No, it was about 9 months. He had a really bad year. But when he finally came to the place where he got himself off his mind, and then he began to pray for the others, it broke it. Amen. When he prayed for somebody else. And he got back twice everything he had. And another wife. He needed another wife. Delivered from fear. We have been delivered from fear. Let's go to the 8th chapter of the book of Luke. Now, we're just going to take our time in this. Fear not. Now, that's a command. That's not a suggestion. That's a command. Fear not. 69 times. Be not afraid, 41 times, that's 110 times, then 365, in the Bible in some form. That is a command of God. Stop the fear. In Luke chapter 8, I want you to notice something here. Verse 43. A woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Now, Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. While he yet spake, there cometh one of the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. Now, this all began. Now remember, Capernaum, Jesus left Nazareth. Now, it was prophesied that he would, but then he left Nazareth and set up his headquarters in Capernaum, right there at the shore of the Galilee. Very nice place. And when it was first excavated, they thought it was Peter's home because it was so big, and then they realized it belonged to Jesus. Now, the man that came, and his crazy friends took him up on the roof, that was in his house. Now, I thought that was a hostile crowd for years, but the Lord pointed out to me they were not. They had come from all around and filled that place up to hear him preach and teach. Now, and he said, cheer up! Can't you see? Your sins are forgiven you. Nobody said anything. They just thought it. This man blasphemes. Their religion got in the way. Who but God can forgive sins? They didn't say it, but he perceived it. He said, which is easier? To say, thy sins be forgiven? Arise, take up your bed and walk. Now, if you check out, he had most likely a stroke. So check out other translations, and particularly if you have a Blue Bible app, and check out the different translations. And most likely he had a stroke. He was paralyzed, was the problem. And Jesus said, take up your bed and go home. Now, I think it was Keith Moore that said he came there on the bed and the bed left on him. Why, now, why did they think that? It frightened them. It frightened them. But then they said, we have not seen such things. And they glorified God. They weren't hostile. They just didn't understand him yet. Praise God. Listen to that. Fear not, 69 times. Now, how many times does somebody have to say something to you to get it over to you? Be not afraid, 41 times. 365 times in the Bible in some form. Fear is not good.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's word out of your mouth. God releases his faith by speaking words, and he's called us to imitate him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for his people to harness. That's why what you say matters. Simply, words of fear open the door to negative things, and words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, available on MP3. God released his faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke, and this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Brother Copeland teaches us from the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign about having faith and refusing fear. As born-again children of God, you have been delivered from fear. Throughout this week, you'll learn how to stop the fear and get rid of it. This is a timely message for every believer everywhere. Be sure to download the broadcast study notes for this week. They're free on kcm.org/notes, and they include all of the scriptures and teaching points that Brother Copeland is sharing. Even after the broadcasts have aired, keep these notes for your personal study. The things you will learn this week about faith will work in every phase of life. I also want to remind you that the Branson Victory Campaign starts this week, April 7th through 9th, with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. This is an opportunity to set aside 3 days to hear the Word in an atmosphere of faith where you can receive revelation and answers from God. Go to kcm.org/events for all the information. Now, this is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.